Echoes of Dunblane, Journey to Parkland. This is a nightly news special on Scotland's Heart.
She was a really happy, cheery wee child. She was deaf in one ear and learned to lip read. Eventually, she got her hearing aid. She was happy. She could hear. She walked outside and said, "What's that?" And it was birds chirping. And she hadn't heard that before.
Emma Crozier was 5 years old. Her whole life was ahead of her. One of 17 unique and precious people killed at Dunblane Primary in 1996.
I wrote a letter to Emma, just said exactly how I felt, how low I felt. It was very soon after it, because I can remember writing, "It's only been 12 days since I hugged you. I can't believe I've got the rest of my life to not have that hug."
Outrage led to the UK bringing in some of the strictest gun controls in the world. But mass school shootings are still a devastating routine, a familiar pattern in the United States. The massacre here at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High is a chilling reminder of the past for Emma's mum, Alison, and her brother, Jack. We've flown them thousands of miles here to meet face-to-face with loved ones of 17-year-old Parkland student Nicholas Douarette to show them that change is not impossible.
So, we're in Florida. How are you feeling?
It isn't a quick fix, but it can be done. And that's what we want to bring over, is hope.
He's a beautiful human being. He had purpose. He had goals in life, and they were unfortunately taken short. They were cut short when he was killed.
We were having dinner, the whole family, on Sunday night. He was telling me all about his Valentine's Day gift to his girlfriend, Daria. He was absolutely deeply in love, and that was the last time we saw him. That was it.
You will always remember. In time, it's not a nice memory, but and it's something to...
They live in your heart and they live in your mind.
Yeah. It's always there, but you can live out with it. And that's where I think the positivity that we do want to give you. I mean, we are 22 years down the line. There's always this hole in your life. The first year is just a blur.
It's devastating.
You do it day by day.
You never heal, you just, you know, you move on with life.
Yeah.
You live in your heart and
you
your mind.
You don't heal.
I'm very curious to hear from you.
How did the UK accomplish a total ban on guns to the population?
They were told by the Prime Minister of the UK at the time that it was going to be absolutely impossible for him, categorically impossible for him to pass a comprehensive handgun ban. And they said no, they weren't prepared to accept that. We didn't have the same sort of opposition at all.
No,
in the UK, there was a gun lobby. It was like a nasty, vocal gun lobby.
It's pretty similar to what's happening here, though.
Exactly.
It's just a smaller scale.
What happened at Dunblane was they hit that brick wall and they just burst straight through it.
Right.
That's what needs to happen. People are going to say no to you. People are going to say it's impossible. It's not impossible.
Do people have to rise up?
Exactly.
You have to take the money and you have to take the politics and you put that all aside.
Because I don't think we ever been this motivated to do anything.
Exactly. This county north of Miami is now, like Dunblane, a place whose name will always be associated with tragedy. But this is a nation being galvanised by a new generation, and battle lines are now being drawn for what could be one of the most bitter fights this country has ever seen.
Good luck.
You're listening to a special report on Hearts Nightly News.
The first glimpse of a new wave of change in the US.
We have been fighting. We've been fighting since Columbine, since Sandy Hook, since Pulse.
My grandfather had a dream that his four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough.
Since the time that I came out here, it has been 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
The emerging faces of this fresh drive for gun control change led by the survivors of the Parkland disaster.
We say no more.
It's a movement backed by people like Jack Crozier, who are thousands of miles away from the States.
And the level of gun violence in Britain is among the lowest in the world.
Yeah.
There have been no shootings.
Hello. Hi, nice to meet you.
This is the first time we've ever seen that. We've never seen anything like that in America before. We've seen the posters that Everton for Gun Safety that popped up after Newtown, and we've always been right behind them, but we've never seen anything even close to this.
I think that's why we feel for your sakes, it's so different this time.
I was reading up about Dunblane and everything, and I saw that you guys had a petition right after that went to Parliament, and then immediately got a response back and had legislation passed. So how
it
was that?
Everything wasn't immediate. You've got to keep the momentum up. Definitely.
There's just so much work to be done. You've got this an infinite amount of work to be done, but just knowing that there is that you can win.
Again, it's so incredible that you guys came all the way from Scotland and to support us, and you're just a living example of what we can do and how people have the power in government and
I think it's really great that you guys came out to visit us. You went out of your way to go all the way to Florida, and you guys have already dealt through this, and I think it's really great to hear what you guys had to say, and we'll definitely be thinking of you guys as we go through all of this.
So glad we came over.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys came too. And
right, well,
bye.
Bye. It's lovely. You take care.
Lovely.
Bye.
And you take care too.
As these determined, skilled, and fearless young people continue to build this movement, they are seen as a threat by some who are watching nervously from the side. Students here in Parkland are filled with hope after this trip, but it remains to be seen if the powerful US gun lobby has met its match in Generation Snapchat.
Echoes of Dunblane. Journey to Parkland on Scotland's Heart.
So let me bring on Ted Deutsch. He is the member of Congress that represents this part of Broward County.
The folks in our community don't want words. They don't want thoughts and prayers. They don't want discussions. They want action, and we owe it to them.
Hello.
Hey.
Jack.
How are you? Hey, Jack. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Congressman.
How are you? Thank you so much for being here. Please have a seat. I really appreciate your being here. So sorry that we meet in these circumstances, but I'm so grateful for the advocacy and the work, incredible work that you did after what happened in Dunblane to try to, and in fact, to ensure that it doesn't happen again. And I hope we can learn from that, and I hope we're able to follow your lead and take action here as well.
Appreciate you taking the time. Yeah.
You've spent time in Parkland. You've met with families.
The students are incredible.
Oh, it was inspiring to meet them, and you forget how young they are. They're so enthusiastic, they are determined.
I think what will be a lot more apparent in the weeks and months to come is not stopping until you're completely happy with the end result.
And I think the same, we'll see the same thing here with some politicians who say, we're just not doing it. And then they're going to get voted out.
That's exactly
what will happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How long did it take?
It was 2 years.
2 years.
And that's without the level of opposition that you guys have got.
Right. The students have started this movement, but it's inspiring for them, I know, to be able to spend time with you, with the family that experienced such loss, and then bringing about this really significant change that you made in your country. And they've seen you do it. And your willingness to travel over here and share that story with them is very powerful, and I think will help inspire them going forward.
Great.
Thank you so much,
everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hello, Alison.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. So how's the trip been?
It's been amazing. I think seeing the students gives hope, I think, to everyone that something is going to happen this time.
It must be really tough for you, though, given what you've been through, but also to hear what they've been through more recently. It's been quite harrowing for you.
It's emotional. You do still look on it as a positive.
You just get that sense they're making history right now. Parkland will be remembered, hopefully, for what it led to in terms of gun law reform rather than the horror that happened.
Absolutely.
Can I actually ask how you feel personally in view of the fact the gun law change that happened in our country?
The fact that it has never happened again since Dunblane is because of the changes that were made then. Knowing that we live in a safer country because of that, knowing that our children go to school and are safer because of that is so, so important. And I struggle to understand the kind of American psyche around guns, and I struggle to understand how any politician, that their instinct after a school shooting, and let's be honest, they have so many, that the instinct is not immediately to say, how do we get guns out of the hands of people that are going to do that?
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
For taking the time.
Come in and see me in Parliament once you get back home and we can talk in person rather than down a line.
What do you think Nicholas would make of you guys standing up, trying to be heard and reaching out to the UK?
Nicholas is and will always be a fighter, fought for what he believed in, for what he wanted to accomplish, and he would be very proud of Vivian and I fighting on his behalf to make the changes that are necessary.
Yeah, right now he's somewhere up there, very sad, you know, for what's going on.
What do you think Emma would make of you guys doing this?
I think she would be so proud, so, so proud. I can just imagine her face. Proud.
This is Hearts Nightly News.